Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for December 18th, 2017. In today's news, a Saudi Arabian developer has big plans for Dubai and beyond. A new chair has been appointed for the ISO Technical Committee. CTBUH's annual report says 2017 was a record year for skyscraper construction. The industry remembers Richard Justice. The delayed Shanghai Tower opens to little fanfare. And a 64-story office tower is set to rise in New York City's Hudson Yards.
Various news outlets, including Khaleej Times, report Saudi Arabian developer Dar El Arkan has big plans for Dubai and beyond, including in Morocco. Elevators opening directly into apartments will be among features of the 34-story I Love Florence Tower on the Dubai Canal. Designed by VX experts, the tower will feature interiors by luxury Italian brand Roberto Cavalli. Construction could start in early 2018. Dar El Arkan intends I Love Florence to serve as a launching pad into global markets that include Morocco and European cities such as London and Berlin.
Dr. Jiro Zvetner has been appointed chair of the International Organization for Standardization Technical Committee, known as ISO-TC 178, which covers elevators, escalators, and moving walks. An active participant in several ISO-TC 178 working groups, as well as the European Committee for Standardization Technical Committee, known as CENTC 10, and its working groups, Zvetner succeeds Christian Demas Latrie. He is also convener of CENTC 10 Working Group 2, which is responsible for the EN-115 series of standards for the safety of escalators and moving walks. He obtained an MS and PhD in mechanical engineering from the Technical University of Vienna and has more than 20 years of experience in the elevator and escalator industry, working at Schindler and Otis.
The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, or CTBUH, in an annual report, says 2017 was a record year for construction of buildings standing at least 200 meters tall. In an online interactive report, CTBUH Year in Review, Tall Trends of 2017, the organization notes that 144 buildings of at least 200 meters were completed, up from 2016's record, 127. In addition, 2017 tied for the number of buildings at least 300 meters tall, which was 15. The trend doesn't appear likely to slow down anytime soon. The forecast for 2018 says as many as 160 buildings of at least 200 meters could be completed. The online report offers a wide range of information for anyone fascinated by tall building construction.
Richard L. Justice of Bloomington, Indiana, passed away on December 7th at the age of 84. He retired from Otis, where he worked for more than 25 years. A U.S. Air Force veteran, Justice enjoyed church, golf, Indiana University sports, and above all, his family. Survivors include children Rick and Janelle, 3 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and sisters Lois, Phyllis, and Jane. Services were held in December in Ellisville, Indiana. An obituary stated Justice's, quote, positive, contagious spirit was loved by all who knew him, and his wonderful outlook on life will be missed.
Bloomberg reports Shanghai Tower, which at 632 meters or 2,073 feet, is the world's second tallest building. It finally opened after more than 2 years of delays. The tower, which cost $2.4 billion, is the most expensive building ever built in China and boasts the world's fastest elevator. With little fanfare, companies recently began moving into the 128-story tower, which was originally targeted for a 2015 opening. The delays were caused by complex designs for which no building codes existed. The new codes included the use of elevators for evacuation during fires, a first for a high-rise building in China.
New York Envy reports that demolition is complete on the low-rise buildings at 66 Hudson Boulevard in the quickly growing Hudson Yards development on New York City's far west side, paving the way for a 64-story office tower developed by Tishman Speyer and designed by Bjark Ingels Group. With the anticipated completion in 2020, what is being called the Spiral has a striking design with a ribbon of trees spiraling around its facade. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has signed on as an anchor tenant.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.